Unit 72. The Hazards of Tourism. Recently, one of my students told me that he was afraid to travel in the Middle East because of the risk of terrorism. I suggested to my student to reconsider his fears. It may go against intuition, but a quick check of statistics would show that he was over 9 times more likely to be killed in a traffic accident in Taiwan than by a terrorist in Pakistan. Reading the newspaper, you might think that many tourists are taken hostage by guerrillas and eventually die of abuse and starvation. Actually, the greatest danger for most travelers is malaria in the tropics and poor hygiene in the rest of the world. If you've ever eaten dirty food in Mexico or Cambodia, for example, you would know that the pain in your bowels is far worse than being assassinated by rebels in Nepal. A little closer to home, I also suggested to my student that he get a medical checkup rather than worry about terrorism. He's been gaining weight recently, and his diet is mostly fats and carbohydrates, not very nutritious. He almost certainly has a high cholesterol level, and it is likely that he will face deadly risks such as hardening of the arteries, diabetes, or even pneumonia and tuberculosis. In fact, it seems like smallpox is about the only thing less likely to threaten his life than terrorism. Vocabulary. Intuition. Shelley often relies on her intuition to make difficult decisions. Terrorist. Experts have found no connection between the terrorists and Iraq. Hostage. The bank robbers took 2 hostages during their escape. Guerrilla. The army has problems fighting guerrillas, who fight briefly and then disappear into the forests. Starvation. Starvation is a constant problem in the war-torn parts of Africa. Malaria. Randy came down with malaria while working in the jungle. Tropic. The weather in the tropics is always hot and rainy. Hygiene. In health class, the students learned about the importance of good personal hygiene. Bowel. The doctor asked if the patient had regular bowel movements. Assassinate. Some men were planning to assassinate the president. Checkup. Be sure to get a dental checkup at least once a year. Carbohydrate. Tina wants to lose weight and is trying to cut down on carbohydrates. Nutritious. The students were given a nutritious snack of fruits and bread. Cholesterol. George's doctor told him to lower his cholesterol because it was too high. Hardening. After the riots, there was a hardening of the government's attitude towards protesters. Artery. Arteries carry blood away from the heart. Diabetes. Tom had diabetes and has to check his blood sugar often. Pneumonia. Tabby went to the doctor about her cough and found out she had pneumonia.
Tuberculosis.
People who have tuberculosis often cough, and sometimes they will cough up blood.
Smallpox. Thanks to the efforts of health organizations, the smallpox virus has been wiped out.